Hey gang, Zach here, and I'm looking forward to this week's episode. But first, let's get you caught up on what happened last time down Gilead Lane.
I'm sure Anthony hates me right now.
No, you're wrong about that.
You don't know what it's like to feel like nothing means anything.
Are you kidding, Tiff?
I couldn't be more proud of Caleb Richter and the way he showed what a fine athlete and leader he can be.
What would make you happy, Tiff?
I don't know.
Break at the Morrisons, and the kids are having a ball trying to find things to do. Let's listen in.
But honestly, Dad, we've hardly done anything all winter break.
Oh, the weather's been too nasty to do anything outside.
Like, yeah, which is why we want to go out to the indoor ice skating rink.
Grab the rugby and this town, Brooke, and neither your dad nor I want to drive all the way up there and back tonight.
But you don't have to drive us.
Right. What, are you going to walk?
No, Luke and Becca want to go too, and since they both got their licenses,
no,
one of them could
drive.
Come on,
twins
Brookie,
has been driving long enough to make such a long trip.
Well, what if we took your cell phone with us?
Yeah, oh, Justin.
But they're good drivers.
Brooke, it took Becca 3 times to pass the driver's test.
Right, that wasn't her fault. It was kind of parked too close.
You only need a few more, right?
Oh, come on, that's not
the point,
Justin.
Yeah, you grab the 2 cans of corn.
You know as well as I do that Luke, who passed on his first time.
Let's go.
Mary, what are those boys doing?
What? Oh, Timmy and Michael?
Yeah, they've cleaned out the entire pantry by now.
They're probably just building another castle with the canned goods. Well, hey, it has been a long break.
Tell me about it.
Guess so. All right, listen. I'm sorry, but the answer is no.
Dad!
No. Brooke, Justin, neither one of the twins has been driving long enough. And you even said yourself, it's been nasty out lately.
We'd be worried sick if you four took that long a trip by yourselves.
Of course.
If it were somewhere here in town, it might be different.
Right. But if we were following behind you, maybe?
Yeah.
We could...
Dad.
What?
So I guess we just have to sit around until school starts next week.
Oh, come on, you two.
Hard shit.
Seriously, the most exciting thing that's happened all break was when Timmy got that bowling ball for Christmas.
Yeah, you two should be ashamed. Your little brothers are just as cooped up by this weather as you are. They're managing to entertain themselves.
So we're supposed to play with canned beans all day.
Oh, well, honey, come on, you can be more creative than
that. At least they haven't broken anything.
What, is the ceiling coming down? What is
that? What is that?
Bowling? Anyway, you're telling me you boys thought it was a good idea to bowl in the house?
It didn't seem like a bad idea.
I guess.
And you used all my can goods.
Yeah, look at this.
You said we could use them before.
We didn't know what else to use for bowling pins.
Not for bowling.
Oh, come on. You boys know better than to do something like this. The floors could get scratched, and it's dangerous up here.
Well, we had to find something to do. We were running out of ideas.
And I needed to practice with my bowling ball.
With
what? You needed practice?
What?
Timmy.
It's a good thing those cans didn't open up, Buster.
Practice?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll just
clean it up.
All right. You know, you two should be grounded for a stunt like this.
Yeah.
But I think your mom and I get the hint.
We've been trapped inside too long.
Tell me.
Exactly. You know what? What we all need is one big family night out.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
A bowling night, maybe?
Bingo. Not bingo. Bowling. I think that sounds just about right. What do you say?
Yeah.
Can we invite the Taylors?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
come
Taylors,
on.
Taylors, the Donners.
Yeah, anybody who wants to come.
I'm sure we're not the only ones with cabin fever.
Oh, can't be.
I know. I'll go call Luke and Becca.
Good.
Very good. All right.
Oh, Justin, you're getting out.
Sounds great, Brooke. Saturday night? I know, I haven't been bowling in forever, but I'm sure Becky and Dad will love it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, well, anybody would have done it. Will that be all for you today then, sir?
That's exactly what I thought you'd say, Caleb Richter. And the fact is, you're wrong. Anybody wouldn't have done it. You showed a lot of character out there on that football field when you gave credit to Anthony Donner.
No.
and at the state game, no less.
Your total is 27.39.
Oh, right. 27. Here you go. Hey, you there. Help me out here, will you?
Me?
That's right. Don't you think you've got a good man working here at the store with you?
Caleb? Sure, he's a great guy.
Luke.
See there, Caleb? You're a good representative of our town. And I don't know one person who isn't proud of what a fine young man you've shown yourself to be.
Have a nice day.
It's been over a month. Can't people just get over it?
Well, it was a pretty decent thing you did. Winning the state football championship for Coleraine and then giving an injured guy credit when you were the one who played.
Ugh, I'm sick of hearing what a decent, great guy I am, Luke. I haven't changed. If I would have known everyone would think I was a hero, I would have just left Anthony on the bench with his broken leg.
Caleb. No, you wouldn't have.
What's all the racket? Is everything okay?
Caleb's just in a mood, Dad. Don't worry about it.
Someone compliment him again?
You got it. Hey, I almost forgot. Brooke called.
Oh, yeah?
And she wants to know if you, me, and Becca want to go bowling on Saturday with them and whoever else shows up.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, it's about time somebody thought of something to do around here, even if it is bowling.
Hey, I happen to like bowling.
You would.
You better watch it, mister. You can stay home.
Hey, bowling's cool. I'm fine with bowling.
Mother, there's nothing to do around here.
Tiffany, sweetheart, I can do a lot of things, but I can't change the weather.
What a horrible break. Oh, good, you built a fire. I was so cold upstairs.
I did no such thing. I had Mrs. Culvert build the fire after she finished dinner preparations.
I told you that I would make dinner tonight, Mom. I was looking forward to having something to do. And why'd you have Mrs. Culvert do it?
Maya, don't bother me with such pointless questions. Hmm? Leave the housework to the hired help and start behaving like a Richter.
I just thought Mrs. Culvert would like having a day off.
How can you be so annoyingly perky when it's so dull around here, Maya?
There's no use in being in a bad mood. God wants us to make good use of our time. And...
Don't start that again,
if you
Maya.
You insist on starting a sermon, Maya, you can just go back up to your cold bedroom, okay?
Okay.
Maybe I just need to do something. Something that would make me feel good.
What?
Well, what do you think you need?
Hey, when's dinner?
Well, excuse me, young man. You could at least say hello to your mother before such a rude question.
Hello, Mother.
That's better. Hello. And dinner will be at the usual hour.
Good.
How was work, Caleb? Did any new fans come in?
Don't get me
started. Are they still drooling over how great you are?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
And knock it off. Because you know I'm nothing.
But...
Whatever happened at the state game, it was just a fluke, all right?
But...
Caleb?
Maya, just leave him be.
See what I mean? Caleb did something good, and now everyone loves him, and he's got nothing to worry about.
He doesn't seem too happy about it.
Mother, why can't you organize something for me to be in charge of? Like a service project or something?
Oh, Tiffany, darling, I just got finished with the whole Coleraine Christmas event. Do you really need to do something now?
Yes, I need to. Help me. Please, Mother.
Oh, I'll think about it.
Oh, and you'll make sure I get the credit?
Oh, that's why we're doing this, isn't it? Now, we just have to come up with something that's appropriate to do in the winter.
It's a pretty crummy January. There are probably some people who could use some clothes this time of year.
Oh, I have a great idea. How about a clothing drive?
Good idea.
Mother, you're wonderful.
I know. Oh. Won't that be fun? And there are so many do-gooders in this town. They'll want to get rid of their stuff.
Oh, yeah. And we can just be like, we'll clothe the little
poor. I'm going to go up to my room.
Good idea.
Oh, and we can have it in the high school.
At least they'll have something to do the rest of the break.
Wow, these new packages are great.
Yeah.
Hey, we need some
good chips. I don't know.
Hey, morning, Caleb. Right on time.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, morning.
Hey, good idea. Clock in right away. We've got a big day ahead of us, since we won't have many people coming through, and
Well, I was just telling Luke that we have this new shipment of gourmet potato chips, and, well, did he just leave?
Yep, I think he did.
But he just clocked in.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out soon enough. Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Let's not worry about that right now. Hey, go ahead and move that up in the front window. And,
yeah, sure, okay. I got it.
Afternoon, Sally.
I see you there, Judge, and I'll be right with you. I'll bring your coffee when I come back for your order. One second.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Gotta come to the Sunrise Grill for service like that, hey, Judge?
Well, hi there, Caleb. Yeah, I suppose you're right. They know how to treat the customers here, don't they?
Yeah, Sally's a great waitress. They don't pay her enough, if you ask me.
You're right.
Yeah, you here for lunch?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we don't get a winter break at the courthouse.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's a big work week, actually. Let's see. You know, wait a minute. Aren't you working over at Taylor's store this week, since you have school off?
Yeah, I'm working.
Good. You have off today?
No.
Oh, you're on lunch break.
No, I just felt like getting out for a few hours. Luke can handle whatever his old man wants done over there.
His old man? You mean Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, you know who I mean.
The creamer's fresh as a daisy, and I know you don't take sugar.
Thank you, Sally.
Now, what'll it be today?
Sure, I'll have the special, thank you. And, can I have the fries instead of the coleslaw?
You got it. Now I'll bring the soup right out to you.
Sure.
What about you, hon? Your stomach can't still be full from those eggs you had for breakfast, hmm? What do you have?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, been here since breakfast, huh?
Yeah, I came over here right after I clocked in at the store.
Oh, so you're getting paid for keeping the seat warm at the diner.
Pretty sweet deal, huh?
Here you are, Judge. And your grilled cheese will be out in just a few. You sure you don't want anything, sugar? Pie? Coffee? Nothing?
No, I'm fine, really.
Okay. What a kid we've got here, Judge, don't you think?
Oh, is that right?
Are you kidding? Caleb Richter, hometown hero? I'll tell you what, sweetie. You can come in here and take up counter space anytime you want.
Hey, can we get our check over here?
I'm coming.
I gotta go, Judge Morrison.
Now, hold on a minute, son.
What?
Listen, I'm a district court judge and you're truant from work right now. That doesn't really put you in a position to argue with me. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sit down, please. So, bugs you when people call you a hero, does it?
Look, nobody gets it, all right. You don't automatically become some great person just because you do the right thing. What?
So, instead of becoming some great person, you'd rather go the other way. Become something easier to live up to, is that it?
Maybe. Or maybe I just want to be me, okay? Maybe I want everyone to leave me alone and go back to when they all knew me for what I was.
Come on, you know that's not going to happen, son. You're not who you were 6 months ago, Caleb Richter. And you're better than this attitude you've got right now. Better than skipping work.
Thanks for the advice, Judge. But why don't you save it for the courtroom? Tell Sally to keep the change. I gotta get out of here.
Okay. I got $20 for a plate of eggs. He leaves a 20 and still thinks he's not changing for the good. Oh, Lord, please, help us all know what to do with Caleb Richter. Help us know how to love him.
Caleb's help here today.
We made it, but it really is unlike him.
Unlike him now, maybe. Not the old Caleb. Oh, hey, Mr. Morrison's here.
Oh, great.
Whoa, hi, Ben, Luke.
Hey, Mr. Morrison. Hey.
Is Caleb here?
You know, he isn't. He actually came in this morning, but then he went ahead and...
Yeah, I know the whole story.
Wait, what?
No, I was just hoping he would have come back to finish the day.
Oh, did you see him?
Oh, I actually had lunch with him earlier today. He was over at the Sunrise Grill.
Well, he'll be surprised tomorrow if he thinks that he's going to get away with that.
Johnny, I understand.
Hey, I already warned him that when he took this job, I expected him to be here every day on time when he is scheduled.
Ben, can I just... I completely understand your frustration, all right? But I think if you react by giving him what he deserves for this behavior, you'll be doing just what Caleb wants you to do.
Oh, really?
Really. And I have an idea about how we might actually be able to make a difference in this boy.
Well, I'm all ears.
This is what I do.
Somebody gonna get that? I'm coming. Four other people in this house, and I've got to get the door.
Hey, Mr. Richter.
Hi, Mr. Richter. How are you?
Well, if it isn't the Morrison kids.
Yeah, hi.
Come on in.
Boys, wait.
Maya, your friends are here.
Okay.
Mikey, I can count.
So, to what do we owe the pleasure of your visit, huh?
Well, we just told us you were out of the house. It'll be a lot of fun.
Hi, guys. What are you doing here?
We just wanted to see if you could come bowling.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay. Maybe you could all go to the kitchen and talk one at a time.
All right, okay,
fine. Mrs. Colbert made some kind of snack.
Snack?
Oh, really?
Good. Oh, I'm hungry.
Bye, Mr. Richter.
Bye, Mr. Richter.
Okay, see ya.
So did someone say something about bowling?
Yeah, I got a new bowling ball for Christmas. And Mom and Dad said we could all go to the bowling alley this weekend.
Fun. That's why we came over. We want to know if you wanted to come with us.
Yeah, fun. The Taylors are coming, and all of the Donners, too.
Anthony's going to get to bowl? Wait, what about his leg?
He's coming, but I think he's just going to watch.
Oh, all right.
Your kitchen sure is far away.
Only one more room to go through.
Brooke told me that Becca said that Luke said that Caleb didn't go to work yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I was up when he left.
No, Brooke said that Becca said that Luke said that he came and checked in, but then he walked out.
And Caleb says that they were all right.
I didn't know you were there.
I know, that's why you're talking about me.
Caleb, why aren't you at work?
I didn't feel like going.
Oh,
well, cool. See you cats later.
Bye.
Bye, Caleb.
See you, Caleb. Oh, that is exactly why Mom says not to talk about people when they're not in the room.
Well, he's been acting kind of funny lately.
So, do you think you'll be able to come with us on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so, Timmy.
Oh, good. Yes. Mom and Dad will pick you up, I'm sure. Right. What are you all doing here? Hi, Tiffany. Nice. We're just asking Maya to go bowling. Well, just stay out of my way. Mother and I need the kitchen to do some planning for my clothing drive. Clothing drive?
What about the snacks?
I don't think we should have them, guys. We're going to have dinner anyway.
Oh, that looks great, Luke. Hey, look who's here. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Taylor. Luke.
Hey, hurry up and get clocked in, Caleb. We'll get you started on the front display here.
That's it?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's all? You're not going to say anything about yesterday?
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
Oh, well, we were worried at first, but once we found out that you were at the grill, it was fine. Well, we clocked you out, of course, so you won't be paid for yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but you're not going to do anything about it?
About you missing work?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do, Caleb?
I don't know. You're the boss. You're the one who told me you wouldn't put up with any of that stuff.
And I meant it. But, you know, you've been here a while now, and frankly, we like having you here. So, I'll go clock you in, and Luke, you can show Caleb what we want done here.
Yeah, sure. Dude, what's going on with your old man? I thought he'd have me out of here in 2 minutes.
Why would my dad want to fire you? You're a great worker, and you're a good guy.
What is wrong with you people?
So, Dad wants this whole display pushed over a few feet to the right, and he wants the bigger bags on the bottom.
Fine.
So, you got any big plans for this weekend?
I haven't decided yet. Smith is throwing a back-to-school party.
Brad Smith?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, you could totally come hang out with me and Donner and some other people. We're gonna be...
What are these?
They're the new chips we got in yesterday. But a bunch of us are getting together, and you don't have to go to a party.
I know I don't have to, but it's who I am. It's what I do.
No, it isn't.
Hey, Mr. Taylor. These are good.
Did you pay for those chips, Caleb?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Huh? Aren't you gonna do something about it?
No, but you are. Hey, Luke, grab a bag of those regular chips and have Caleb do the taste test.
Okay.
Taste test?
Well, see, Caleb, we've been so busy that we haven't had a chance to fill out the taste test forms that came with these new chips. Hmm. So, thanks for being the guinea pig.
Here you go, Caleb. Thanks a million. So, how's your leg doing, Anthony?
It still hurts sometimes, but it's feeling pretty good.
Good.
My mom watches over me like a hawk. You see her at the bowling alley tonight.
I can't believe we're going bowling still.
It's hey, ridiculous. What's so funny?
Oh, hey, Brooke. Hey, Justin. Hey,
nice. So, are we meeting everyone else over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still can't believe Mom and Dad said we could ride with you tonight.
Me neither. Oh. Of course, it's only because the bowling alley is within town limits, and I have no doubt they'll be watching for us.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Caleb over there with Brad and his followers?
Oh, not again.
Hey, Richter.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Come over here a minute.
What's up, Donner?
Nothing. What are you doing over there with that crowd?
What? Are you my keeper?
You know I just don't want you to do anything stupid.
Whatever.
Luke told me he invited you to hang out with us tonight.
Yeah, you can still come if you want.
Hey, Caleb, hurry it up with those losers.
Yeah, just a second, Brad. Well, obviously, I kind of might have other plans, you know?
You should come with us. I guarantee you it'll be a good night.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Bowling.
You're joking, right?
No,
actually, we're dead serious. We're going bowling.
Dude, I haven't been bowling since, like, someone's third grade birthday party or something.
So, you're coming?
Look, I'm not an idiot. I know you guys are only asking me to hang out because you don't want me to go to Brad's. I'm like your mission or something, right?
Actually, we're asking you to come with us because, believe it or not, we like you.
Yeah.
And you know, hanging out with Brad isn't really a choice at all. It's just plain dumb.
Well...
Come on, dude. The party's starting.
Hey, kitties.
Hello, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Caleb, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, I'm coming. Look, thanks anyway, guys.
Caleb.
Come on.
I'm not who you guys think I am, okay?
Come on, Caleb.
No, listen. You guys are good kids. I mean it. And I don't... I'm not, okay?
You know, that's not...
I'll see you guys around.
Bye, Caleb.
See ya.
Sometimes it just feels hopeless with that guy.
Well, whatever, guys. Come on. Yeah. We gotta go bowl, right? Let's get going.
Yeah, sure.
Honest.
Okay. No problem. All right. Okay. Who's ready to bowl?
I am.
All right, now we have our teams, right?
Yes.
Of course.
All right, I'm going to give you 2 minutes for quick team meetings. Ready? Go.
Okay.
Does anyone here have a strategy when they bowl?
Actually, in a way, yes. See, the mathematical probability of getting a strike. Hey, look who's here.
Where?
Over here, Caleb.
Caleb?
Hey, Tony.
Caleb, you came.
Ladies.
Mr. Richter.
Yeah.
Hey, Judge.
We're making a habit out of hanging out. You know, first lunch, now it's Saturday night. I don't know here.
You better watch out, Caleb. Lunch, social events, he'll have you at church in no time.
Church?
Oh, it's good to see you here, Caleb.
Thanks.
Come on, team meetings are over. It's time to bowl, sports fans. Let's go.
I have a feeling that Caleb's going to have a pretty good time bowling with the Morrisons, Donners, and Taylors. It really took a team effort to get him to come. And a good team needs a good strategy. In the case of Caleb, the strategy was called mercy. Caleb's blatant disrespect for Mr. Taylor deserved punishment. When he walked out on the job, he deserved to get fired, which is what he wanted. But Judge Morrison suggested that Ben extend mercy to Caleb in order to help him see that in Jesus, all sins can be forgiven. You see, none of us deserve God's grace. We all fall short of deserving His mercy. So, in extending undeserved forgiveness to Caleb, the Taylors were helping him understand that no matter how bad a kid Caleb thinks he is not beyond God's ability to forgive him. Back to the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus makes it clear for us in verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. As followers of Jesus, we trust in His forgiveness and His blood, which was shed on our behalf to keep us from getting what we deserve, which is death. So, His mercy washes away our sins. Now, Jesus is saying to really know His mercy, we have to be willing to extend mercy to others, to forgive our friends, family, even the neighborhood bully, for all the bad things that they've done to us. So, show mercy to others so God can show His greater mercy to you. Today's episode, Split Decision, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Our writer and director is Beth Culp, with sound design by Steve O'Dell and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara, and my name is Zach, inviting you to our website to talk about today's program with Gilead friends from around the world. The address is www.gileadlane.org. We'll see you next time, down Gilead Lane.